So I don't start with the product. I start with the property. I start with the audience. And really, it's like the human insight. Like, what insight are we connecting to? How do I want to connect with this audience and create value for them? So if you're at the Vikings, like, how do I get people to say, okay, 3M is here at the Vikings game. Why does that make sense? As opposed to, hi, come over to the 3M booth. I'm going to give you post-it notes. It's more so like connecting with people on a human level.
Hi, my name is Sarah Panous. I've spent the last 2 decades driving digital content for billion-dollar brands. Now I help content marketers build winning brand storytelling strategies and reduce feelings of overwhelm and confusion. Join me as we discuss strategy, creativity, confidence, and building a better connection with your audience. Think of this as a creative content marketing jam session mixed with chicken soup for the soul. This is the Marketing with Empathy podcast. Hey, hey, Kindred Speakers. One of the things I love about the power of brand storytelling is that stories can be woven into so many different channels and moments throughout your entire funnel. So today, I invited Colin Hummel from 3M on to talk more about the great storytelling work that he's doing at 3M's in-person and digital events and sponsorships. From my perspective, Colin and his team are nailing it. They've creatively are finding ways to make sciencey products engaging on a mainstream level. And making a 120-year-old global conglomerate that 3M is relevant and contemporary. Colin Hummel is the Senior Manager of Global Strategy Group at 3M. He's currently responsible for the visual and experiential manifestation of 3M's corporate brand, serving as Senior Manager for 3M's Global Strategy Group, where he oversees the brand activation and storytelling approach for 3M sponsorships and events, including the 3M Open, Minnesota Vikings, CES, Women's Final Four, and more. And we're going to get into like unpacking some of those events for us too, so you can hear what goes into like the creation of those. The work that Colin leads is all rooted in engaging audiences on the importance of science and its impact on life. We'll hear more about Colin's 3M storytelling experiences after a word from our sponsors.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Heiler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Colin, welcome to the show.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Super excited for this conversation. I know I said teased it in the beginning, but like I really do think like your team is like nailing it. Every time I see something pop up from you on LinkedIn about, you know, a new campaign or a new event, new sponsor, new something, I always like, I'm always liking it, probably like loving it, giving it the heart because it is, it's just so smart. And that's why I wanted to invite you to come on so that we could hear more about what you are doing at 3M. Because from my perspective, you know, you're doing a great job of thinking about your products, but you're not like talking about the products. You're sharing it through a story experience. It's sensory, it's entertaining, it's educational. And I was thinking about it and I was like, you know, if I was like going to give like 3M and the work you're doing like a personal persona, which I do like with storytelling, sometimes I'll think of like, what's the persona of this? I'd say you guys are like the cool science teacher. Is that like the vibe you're going for, or is that just my interpretation of it?
I've never thought about the vibe we're going for, but I think it's a good question. And I think on some level, you're probably the moniker you've chosen is probably right. But ultimately for us, for me, it's really less about teaching per se and more about storytelling, especially storytelling on a very human level. Like my job isn't educating anybody on how science works. Like I'll leave that to the scientists who do that. Like I don't get into the science of the non-woven makeup of this filter helps trap. I don't have to do that. Look, thank God. Right.
Yeah.
But my job is really to lean into the why does it matter that this product exists in my life. I go to this a lot when I talk to people about 3M, and I kind of say it's think about the things in your life that you might think of mundane. And I'll give you a couple examples, like a road sign, something you see every day. I'm not going to have to teach people in any of my experiences around the micro-replicated prismatic structure allows light to reflect back at you. No, I talk about think of yourself driving home on a really stormy night. You know, you just want to get home back to the care of your loved ones, and you see this road sign, and because the light does hit back at it and come hit you in the face, you see it and you see the exit for your house, and now you're close to home. And I want to talk about that feeling of that, like what that sign stands for in terms of getting you home. Yeah. Much the same as like a post-it note is not about the note itself. It's like what the post-it note helps create, and its ideas, and when people have song ideas and inspiration ideas, they use it. So I don't get into the sort of science. I get into the why it matters. It's a long way of me saying you're right, but it's not necessarily that my directive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely makes sense. Okay. Well, okay. So tell us more then about what goes into thinking about this, the visual and experiential manifestation of a 120-year-old brand, because 3M is really, I think it's involved in everything. I mean, really, I think if you've got all the products and things that you make, it's literally like our homes, our work environment, like everywhere. There's so many different things that you do. So how do you think about that visual and experiential manifestation?
Yeah, I think you pointed out well, it's both a blessing and a curse that I have 55,000 products to play with, right? Wow. I imagine working in a company where you're selling one or two things, you can just continue to lean into that. I have the benefit of going all over the place. And to your point, that could be in somebody's home life, that could be in somebody's work life, in their commute, and the plane, and the healthcare, and oh my gosh, you start to get overwhelmed by it. But also, it allows you to do some pretty amazing things. So when we think about manifesting our brand, it really started for us at the central core of 3M back in 2015. And that's when we officially launched the 3M Science Applied to Life platform. Up until then, a lot of the sort of quote unquote marketing was done in the business groups, the divisions, right? It was really B2B. They were selling products, and we have very quality products that's going to help you do this. But this is the first time we really, as a holistic group, started telling, like, who is 3M? Why do we matter? And that's leaning into that applied to life portion of that brand platform. And so what we really had to start doing was reintroducing ourselves to the world. I always joke about this, especially with people from Minnesota. It's like everybody has an uncle that works here. Like, oh, my uncles work there. Or they say, do you know so-and-so? Well, there's 94,000 people here. I probably don't, but in most cases you end up actually doing it. But people had like this legacy understanding of who we are. And usually it was based off of products. It's like, oh yeah, you're the Scotch tape people. Oh, you're the Post-it people, or you guys have those great filters. Like that's how most people knew us, or it was they know us in their work. Like, oh, I work in healthcare and I buy a lot of your Lipman, or I bought a lot of your Tagaderm stuff. That already happened. So we had to reintroduce ourselves to people and sort of broaden their understanding of not only the breadth of our offerings, but why it matters. So really it was all about this applied to life thing. This applied to life sort of ethos, like, oh, you matter in my life because you help me do this. You help me stay protected. You help me stay safe. You help me get stuff done. So as I look about like what I do, and this is, you know, as we think about a marketing ecosystem, you know, you have print.com, billboards, TV, et cetera. I get to play in all those. Like events and sponsorships inherently have all of these touch points in the physical world, at least. And so I get to go off and tell people about this application of science into your life across the spectrum of creative assets. And it's been really fun doing it in the physical space because I get to engage people authentically one-to-one, like push, pull, grab. So people are engaging in science and learning why it matters to them. So that really started back in 2015 and now we're 7 years into that, that platform launch.
Wow. Okay. So how do you decide then which stories? You have 55,000 products. Like, how do you decide like which stories you'd like to tell connected to your events and your sponsorships?
Yeah, it's a good question. And the cool thing, I think I'm not charged with, I think I mentioned this earlier, I'm not charged with selling product. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not given a list of priority products saying, here's the top 10 things I want you to push this year. Like, again, I'm here to tell you about 3M at like, who is the company? Like, what is at the heart of it? So I don't start with the product. I start with the property. I start with the audience. And really, it's like the human insight. Like, what insight are we connecting to? How do I want to connect with this audience and create value for them? So if you're at the Vikings, like, how do I get people to say, okay, 3M is here at the Vikings game. Why does that make sense? As opposed to, hi, come over to the 3M booth. I'm going to give you post-it notes. It's more so like connecting with people on a human level, as opposed to very sort of product centric. So you lean on why it matters, and then the product kind of helps as the way in.
Oh, what a fun job. Side note, how amazing, right? I mean, I feel like all the content pros listening right now are like, oh, how amazing. Like, it's pretty rare to not be like told these are the priority things that we have to push. So I love that you have that flexibility to think about what are the best stories to communicate who 3M is.
Well, I do want to be clear, like, we do bring value to our business groups and our divisions because we do ultimately talk about products. It just isn't the way in. Now, they can piggyback us. Like, let's say I'm talking to a very B2C audience. I'm talking to your general consumer. Maybe it's somebody in the 18 to 34 range about 3M. The business group can also sort of piggyback that content or experience I create to talk to their audience, right? So it serves both masters. My charge just isn't their charge, which is very sort of selling the product, where mine is just telling about who we are.
Yeah. But isn't that what's so great about storytelling is that, like, I always think of it like in that it's a great example of like, it's like a conversation with someone. Like, you're doing like the welcoming, the handshake, getting them warmed up, getting them interested. And then the sales team can come in and like ask them on the first date. Like, you know, like, so it, I love how that all works together, like for companies, and you need that. That's why I think storytelling is so powerful and it's so incredibly valuable for brands.
Well, and even as I was just going to add, I think that's a really good point. Even as we're educating in-house, like, I mean, some people, these people in the businesses are they're sort of keyed in on product selling. So like, what's the value of you talking at such a high level and not getting into the product specifics? I'm talking to people pre-funnel. If we think about a sales journey, right? I'm talking about people pre-funnel who might not be customers now, but they might be customers in 15 years. And so I'm laying this groundwork of like, wow, you've built trust and awareness and familiarity and favorability. So down the funnel, when now, to your point, the sales consultant engages and they're like, oh yeah, I know you because I saw you do this one thing, or I noticed the impact you had here. So we play together, but I'm just much earlier in that selling process.
Great. Okay. Well, let's talk about then some of the activations and things that you've done recently, because it's just been a lot of really great stuff. And you and I talked beforehand, and there's three of them I want to talk about that are each different. And I think will give really great inspiration and ideas to my listeners of other things that are how you can use storytelling in these ways. Mm-hmm. So I would love to kind of unpack the story first around your partnership with the Minnesota Vikings and when you turned the stadium purple. Tell us more about that.
I like when you say turn the stadium purple. That's awesome. That's what we were hoping to do. It all began in a dark and stormy night. No, it began with our partnership with the Vikings as the official science partner. Now, what does that mean? Like, what value are we bringing the Vikings? Well, we helped build U.S. Bank Stadium. There's only over 50 products that were used to make the stadium. We help players from a healthcare perspective, right, with our wraps and our other solutions from a healthcare perspective. My job is really engaging the fans. Like, what does it mean for a fan to have a science partner at Minnesota Vikings games? And for me, it's all about experience. So to your question before about like, what story do you lean into? Like, if this were a product story, I would have a kiosk in the concourse and I was giving away products. But what I want to do is create value by enhancing their experience at that game. So the fan leaves the game saying, hey, I had a good time, assuming that the Vikings won, and 3M helped play a part in that. So the product with turning the stadium purple is a film that goes on commercial signs. So if you're driving down your main boulevard in your city, you see the Burger King sign. This is the film that makes that Burger King sign come to life. Now, I am not selling that film to people, the 65,000 fans, right? I'm not going in there saying, hey, 3M has this print film that makes signage stand out. Nope. I wanted people to have a good time at the game. So if you take a step back, I wasn't even sure if this was going to work. So I got strips of this purple print film and I put it on the flash of my camera and I went to one side of our quad on our campus and I had another person go on the other side and I said, I'm going to turn it on. Tell me if it looks purple. And they got on their phone. And they said, looks purple. So cool. We created 65,000 little strips of purple. We put it on this peelable piece of paper on all the programs. And then we had a program with the Vikings to, okay, at halftime and at the introductions of players, we want everybody to turn their flash on. And therein lies the, we'll turn the stadium purple. So there was a bit of, I hope this works. I think this is going to work. If it doesn't work, this might be the end of my tenure here at 3M. But oh my gosh, when the lights went off in the stadium and everybody's phone went on, and what was really cool is everybody did it. Holy crap! Mm-hmm. The stadium literally turned purple. So it was so cool. it was a leap of faith to a certain extent. I mean, I was confident in the film working, but you just never know. Yeah. But that was one that got us a lot of accolades from press and got us a lot of interest in other teams saying, well, I want to do that. But that was something that, again, I'm not selling that film. I'm heightening people's experience.
Yeah. So smart too, because you're right. Like what the product is actually made to do is not going to appeal to everyone in that audience. And how the heck would you think about that in a football game? So, so creative and really rooting in your audience and the why. Mm-hmm. I think was so smart. And just visually, it's such a cool visual. So that just added to the whole thing, and just such a simple thing that people could do. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay. And then the next one I want to talk about then is your partnership with a celebrity, Josh Duhamel, and like his role in like your work with the Minnesota Twins and bringing fans back to Target Field where they play. And like that transitioned as well then into like the 3M Open return to play. Like talk me through like that whole thing, because it felt like it was very episodic to me. Like there was a lot of layers to it.
Yeah, episodic is a really good way to describe the work we've done with them. We've worked with Josh now for a few years, starting with the partnership back at the AT&T golf tournament. He's just been a really cool endorser of ours. He's from North Dakota, but he's really Minnesotan now. He has a cabin up north. He's a huge fan of all the sports teams here, and he's a big fan of what we do. So there's some natural byplay there. Like, okay, it makes sense that Josh is working with you. Mm-hmm. When we think of the Twins work, I take it a step back to the old school way of thinking about partnerships is I give the Twins money. They put my logo or sign up all over the stadium. We call it a day. We've tried to get away from this, like just very basic, like just, we want to put our branding up in your stadium, to how can 3M solve a problem for you? From an organizational standpoint, right, with the Twins. So the Twins will say, well, we're trying to bring people back safely. Like the pandemic is waning down a bit. We want people to come back to the game and feel secure that the Twins are doing all they can to make your experience here at the game, quote unquote, safe. So now we're actually having this byplay with the Twins about solving a problem for them and ultimately helping fans come back. So now we can use a breadth of our solutions at the stadium to help fans navigate, to stay clean and know where to sit and all that stuff. So it's rooted in a problem we can solve at 3M. Josh just comes along as our narrator in a way. He's the Minnesotan who can sort of connect us. Otherwise it's 3M talking about 3M or the Twins talking about the Twins. Who cares? Josh becomes your sort of, and he does this really well. He's your sort of, he plays it a little dumb, but he's your sort of your everyday man. Like, hey, science is really neat. Here I am running around the outfield, like just kind of being Josh.
Yeah, totally. So he does a great job. He does a really great job with it.
And I'm telling you, behind the scenes, he's as authentic as he comes across on camera. He's a wonderful human being, and he's totally engaged in doing this work for us. Cool. So you mentioned episodic. So we start with the Twins, and we help them bring fans back. We then go to the 3M Open, and it's the same narrative. We're helping fans come back to Target Field. We're helping fans come to our very own 3M Open. And now I can also have the business group start to say, this is the same science that is helping people return to airports and work in malls and manufacturing. So now you're starting to see this holistic piggybacking, if you will, where the B2B side of 3M can now piggyback this work and leverage our content as a way in, saying, okay, now I can talk to you about the products that you could use at your airport. So we use our partnerships as these little tentpole moments to tell that consistent narrative.
And Josh helps. I'll put the links to like all of these two in the show notes, guys, so you can watch and see everything that we're talking about right now. But like, unpack it. Tell us a little bit more then, Colin, about like what was Like, how did 3M, what was the solution that 3M offered to that was allowing fans to return back to the field and these things to be able to like reopen up for business again?
Yeah.
Like, share a little bit on that piece.
It was a combination of solutions. Some of them were packaged into this program called Clean and Protect. So if you as a consumer are walking down the main street and you notice on a little placard on the front of a door of a restaurant, it says 3M Clean and Protect, you know that that restaurant is leveraging our sanitization. Is that the word? Our sanitizing solutions, cleaning solutions, graphic films for queuing. So people are queuing 6 feet apart. Masks, obviously, hand sanitizer. So there are a variety of solutions that help bring fans, not only bring you back safely, but while you're there in that environment, we're helping to keep you 6 feet apart. We're helping to keep you clean. We're helping to keep you safe.
Yeah.
So it's a solution set.
Thank you for expanding on that, because I think it's so interesting, right? There's all of us have been in meetings at work where you're like, we have this partner, we have this thing, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to connect two things that may feel disparate. Like they may feel like there's no connection, but like, that's what I love about all the examples we're going through with you right now, because I think you do such a great job of, and hearing you talk about it, it makes sense of like the why and the audience and like, what is the problem you can solve? Because normally like Target Field's trying to open again and 3M, what? Like, you know, just from like a average person perspective, it's like, wait, wow, that must've been a challenge. But as you unpacked it, it isn't. Like, it's so smart,
right?
Like the story. And Josh in these videos that I'll link to in show notes, I think he just like, he made me laugh, like, because he does. He delivers it brilliantly, where it's just like super casual. But like, he's I was like watching it and I'm like, this is bloody brilliant brand storytelling, because you're talking about the product in a storytelling way that's like super engaging. And I was like, I never thought I would be like interested in sanitizing product stuff, right?
Yeah,
but just the way he did it, and just the playful and the humor. And yeah, he was like a guy who was like so excited to get out on the field. And like, I don't know, it was just so, so well done. So really good job. That one made me laugh. I thought it was so well done.
I appreciate that. I think leaning into the comedy side of it certainly helped, because it's natural to Josh. If we came at this with a very sort of, I think going back to my earlier comments around like the science behind it, like the molecules in this sanitizing spray, like nobody's going to care. Josh becomes the fan who, to your point, he was so excited. Like literally, he was so excited to be in that stadium. We could have just kept filming. So him running around the bases, him kicking my fat head of my face out of the chair. Like that was just Josh like, oh my God, I'm outside again. And what was really interesting too about just that time, and it's still going, is people's relationship with science. So you'll notice in those pieces, Josh does talk science. Like he says the word science and he leans into it a bit, because people started to see the value of it because of what science was helping deliver in the pandemic, i.e. Vaccines and whatnot. So it's like, okay, people have a bit more confidence in science. So 3M with its science can help bring you back. So
it was so smart. Okay. And then the last example I want you to share more about is the Women's Final Four and what you did to celebrate like a milestone moment with that. Tell us more there.
Awesome. Yeah, this was pretty recent. This was last March and April. As part of our sponsorship of the Women's Final Four, we wanted to lean in on the 50-year anniversary of Title IX. And so there was a bit of like, let's look back and tell the story of what it was like pre-Title IX, during Title IX's passage, immediately after it, and then where we are now and going into the future. And so we have this sort of this overriding theme of celebrating 50 years of Title IX. But what we wanted to do was not only see where we're at with it, but start to celebrate the hopes and dreams of tomorrow's generation. And so what we did is, first, we wanted to capture those stories. So, and this was like an uber labor of love. It was our small little team of five that did this, went out and just canvassed the states and went to girls' basketball tournaments from all age groups and just had this conversation with these girls about a Title IX, but then like, what are their dreams? And what was really interesting is, I don't know what I was expecting, but I was expecting maybe that they were very aware of Title IX. Like, thanks to Title IX, I get to do this. Like, but so much time has passed that it's just a given. It's just a given now that these girls can go to college and they can play professional sports. They can be any of these things because it's been here for so long. And that was really, really cool to see that, of course, I have every right to go do what I want to do in the future. So we took all of those stories, all of their dreams, and we created this tapestry, a quote unquote basketball story with it, a basketball court at the Mall of America. So we built a basketball court made up of thousands of young girls' dreams. So what this was able to do is highlight where we're going, like tomorrow's leaders and tomorrow's brilliant little minds, where are they going? What are they thinking of? And really telling that story. Obviously we were able to, you know, highlight 50 years of Title IX and how important it was, but really to celebrate, you know, where these young kids were and where they're going, and, yeah, and do so in a highly visible way with a variety of 3M solutions that make up, like, these are the types of solutions that wrap cars and go on window clings and all these types of very visual things. But I was using it to bring girls' dreams to life. And then we paired that with, we wanted to lean in on the celebratory sort of idea of when the Final Four is done and the confetti comes down. So we handmade thousands of Post-it note pieces of confetti. So we used a fishing line. We took two pieces of post-it note, slapped them together, and threw on and throughout, and created this hanging celebration, this sort of quote unquote narrative, or this this confetti art out of post-it notes. So it's, again, it's, wow, like mixing disparate products, to your point, to tell a narrative, to tell a story. So the products aren't the way in, it's the sort of canvas, that makes sense.
I love it. I'm like smiling. My smile is so, yeah, huge over here because it's just so smart, Colin. Like everything you guys, yeah, are doing, I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love brand storytelling. I love the work that you're doing at 3M to share who 3M is through all of these amazing experiences and really putting the audience first, and that, mm-hmm, who and the why and is huge. So this is just such great examples for people listening. Yeah, really, really great job. And when you said five people did the women's Final Four, it was just your team of five?
That's, yeah, we're crazy. A small little nimble group tucked, wow, in the basement of a building where we come up with these crazy ideas. That's a small group that pours our passion into these. So when we look at what our budget may or may not be and what we want to get done, it sometimes means that I'm at a Home Depot on a Saturday grabbing these elements to bring this to life, because that's just sometimes what it takes.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. That's awesome. Thank you for coming on and sharing those. So as we wrap up, like I always love to ask for like kind of like a final piece of advice for my listeners. Like, what piece of advice or tip or anything do you have for my listeners around helping them think about how to better connect with their audiences in general?
Mm. Yeah, good question. I think it's an interesting point in time for obvious reasons. We're all coming out of a pandemic that's still lingering, that is still all around us. We're still dealing with social injustice and all these things. So nobody really knows right now, just to be frank. I don't think anybody knows necessarily how all of us as consumers were affected by the past couple of years. I do know that people's BS radars are really functioning pretty high. Like, nobody has time for BS. Life is, mm-hmm, finite. I just came out of this really dark time. I don't have time for stuff that doesn't matter to me. Right. So if you're going to come, yeah, talk to me, you better make it matter. And pair that with the fact that we're living through like this industrial revolution for attention. Like, just, we're all just being bombarded. You better make me care. It better be relevant to where we're at. It better be authentic to who you are. And it better matter. So, and this gets really sort of nerdy and I apologize, but like, even at a basic level, and like when we're working on projects, we try to align to, like, it's almost like Maslow's pyramid of needs thinking, right? So if we look at the three examples we gave you, like the Vikings, that was about belonging, like being part of something bigger than you are. I'm holding my flash up and I look around and the rest of the stadium is purple with me and I'm part of something. With the Twins, it was all around safety. Like, people wanted to come out of their homes, but they wanted to feel safe. So we could provide a bit of that. And with the Final Four, like, it was this idea of hope. Like, we've come so far, life has changed. There's hope in today's youth and what they'll be able to accomplish tomorrow. So like, it all ladders up to what matters on a human level. The rest of it, we'll figure out. What product is it? What are the sort of logistics and all that? But why does it matter? Mm-hmm. So my sort of, you asked what my advice is. You better start with what is the sort of point of this? Why does it matter, the people that will engage with it? If you can't answer that, then you have a problem. Mm-hmm. The rest of it, we just can't get caught up in corporate jargon and product this and that. Like, make it matter.
Yeah. 100%.
Sorry, that was a long diatribe. Sorry.
It was perfect.
Nerdy about it. Yeah.
No. This is the place to be nerdy. We're all like this together. you got your awesome community here. Yeah. I would say I agree. And that's what I talk about on the show is like marketing with empathy. And I talk about empathy filters and that connection and that, why does it matter? Like, why do they care? So that's a beautiful tip. Very well said. And I love how you tied it back to Maslow's pyramid of needs. You're the first guest I've heard like specifically say that, but it's really smart way to think about that empathy connection with your audience base. Nice. Okay. So I would love to keep talking with you, but we're going to be wrapping up. So how can people connect with you online? Like, how do they find you?
Well, they can, if they want to connect on a professional level, obviously LinkedIn is where I'm primarily at. If they want to connect on a personal level, find me on Twitter. Tweets by Colin is my handle. I won't be talking work on that channel. That's just more fun. But if they want to talk work and connect, hit me up on LinkedIn. This is Colin Hummel.
Perfect. I'll put those links in the show notes as well. Yay. Okay. Well, this was brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on. Great.
Sarah, thank you so much. This is such a great program you have here. I appreciate being part of it.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Huge thanks again to Colin Hummel from 3M. Check out the show notes for all the amazing examples and links and how to find and connect with Colin. And we will see you all here next week. So until next time, Kindred Speakers. If you're hearing my voice right now, you're likely a corporate content marketer of some kind looking to level up your brand storytelling career. What would it feel like to have the skills, confidence, and know-how to advance your brand storytelling results and love the work you're doing? In an ideal world, you and your content team are high-level strategic thinkers that know how to humanize your brand to drive 7x engagements and actions. You have the right creative mindset to attract your ideal audience and build brand trust and loyalty through storytelling. You're viewed as top performers in the company, and brand storytelling is valued because it's driving business results and supporting multiple channel teams. But things don't always go our way, right? Maybe your brand lacks a cohesive content strategy. Maybe you and your team are asked to deliver a lot for your company and it's hard to keep up. You know you need to invest in figuring out next steps in your company's brand storytelling plans, but haven't had the time to figure out how yet. And you need help integrating it across the organization. You personally want to level up your skills because you know you need to know how to do these things to advance in your career. You want your work to be valued so that you love coming to work each day, attracting leads, increasing repeat and referral actions, or creating a loved brand. And in this competitive market, you're looking for ways to stay competitive for yourself or retaining and attracting top talent for your company. That's why I created the Brand Storytelling Academy, a hands-on 3-month group training program designed to help corporate content marketers attract upper funnel leads that drive bottom funnel results through storytelling. For 1/6 of the cost to hire a person on the team or onboard a high-level brand storytelling strategist, you and up to 5 people on your team can be developing and accelerating your brand storytelling skills. Think of it like a college certification program for you and your team, but you get the knowledge a lot quicker, and your professor, me, has 20 years of hands-on experience guiding you along the way. Curious? Fill out the application at kindredspeak.com/apply to learn more, and I'll be in touch to answer all your questions and discuss if it's a good fit. Go to kindredspeak.com/apply.